that actually poses so many dangers for asylum seekers and other migrants. And I didn't think that that would really... I didn't think that that would be very good. And I mean, just knowing Kamala Harris is also her professional background as well, made me a little bit shaky. I mean, no politician is ever going to be able to actually, like, be a person for the people, in my opinion. And I mean, frankly, it was also just, like, really quite, like, weird and upsetting to see how quickly the Democratic Party just continued to abandon working class and poor people. I don't know. Things have been really quite difficult. I think just, like, balancing on one hand, like, the knowing that, like, things wouldn't have become a whole lot better for people of the global majority, I guess, the people living in Global South, people whose countries are being occupied by the U.S., and also for the state of the actual Earth. But, you know, watching the empire, like, descend into fascism again, which was totally a given, and you could see it a mile away. It is still, like, difficult to watch. Just knowing that I have people who I really care about living in the U.S. It would be great if any political party in Canada that was, like, a progressive political party would also actually not abandon poor and working people in Canada and actually, like, put in policies and promises to uplift people in a way that does not blame newcomers, and instead actually puts action into, like, taxing the rich within an inch of their lives, please. And, you know, anything like that. It would be great if that happened. I think, you know, the quality of living in Canada could potentially improve, seeing as we're entering, like, the giving season right now, and it's just been totally appalling to see how, like, food bank usage in Canada it's the highest that it's ever been in the history of Canada. That and a bunch of obviously other indicators of, like, you know, poor quality of life in Canada. Be really good though if any single political party that claims to be progressive, Jagmeet Singh, I know that you are an MP of Burnaby, and guess what? CJSF is also located in Burnaby. Please take this as a consideration. It would be really cool if any political party that is progressive in Canada were to consider maybe putting the worries and needs of the working class and poor at the forefront of their political campaigning in time for the federal election. I have more things to say, but I'll say them at the end of the show. Here is a track by Barbara Jane. This, I really struggled to not put, like, basically the entirety of this album onto the playlist today. The album is called I Hate the Capitalist System. Girl, babe, same. This track is a shout out to my mom and her mom, and legitimately every single woman who is a working class woman. This is Working Class Woman. Just get into it.
Joe working man's wife, that's how I was defined, as if that was my life, my hope and my mind. But I worked in a bake shop, did the housework at night, and and there was no time to stop. Or a young bird in flight. Well, in time there were babies, and I had to make us a home. Joe was working two jobs, and I was always alone. I needed some time and just a little control, just to keep my right mind, just to try to stay whole. In this world, my kids are in high school, and don't you know the boss calls me girl? But the woman beside me, as we sweat out the line, says tomorrow. Next day is mine. It's a race for the strong, 'cause it'll grind up the meek. When your money runs short, about the end of a week, source. I think me and this system got to get a divorce. I can't make enough money, and I can't find enough time. But I'm a more where I come from, yeah, and we got anger to burn, but we're talking and moving, we're gonna study and learn, build a unity train. Day is the boss's, I know tomorrow is mine, and I know it takes loving
Big Man, Little Dignity by Paramore. Great track about horrible men in positions of power, not regarding anything recent that has happened in the world. Here's more on today's I am unhappy with the state of the world because I'm a marginalized person, and the state of the empire is going to affect me and my community immensely and devastatingly. Playlist. Here's Status Non-Status with Blown Tire on 90.1 FM, CJSF, typically Tuesdays.
This is Bird Note. As the colder months arrive, birds that remain in northern climates face the harsh realities of staying warm and finding food. Some birds approach the food problem by storing it in advance, in a behavior called caching. Chickadees, nuthatches, jays, and some woodpeckers are known to cache large supplies of mostly seeds in a great many places. Scatter hoarding, it's called, a kind of adaptive specialization that requires very good spatial memory. So, what enables the birds to find the seeds they've stored? Scientists have shown that black-capped chickadees amplify their spatial memory in early fall by actually adding brain cells to the hippocampus, the part of the brain that supports spatial memory. Taking the question a step further, another study examined how severity of climate might affect the brain power of different populations of chickadees. These researchers found that where a stash of winter food is critical, say in harsher northern climates, black-capped chickadees had a substantially larger hippocampus size and more neurons in this part of the brain than those birds from more mild southern regions. In other words, when the living is easy, having a big brain isn't such a big deal. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Voice of Batra Prot with PMS here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. Wrapping up the show today, thank you for tuning in. I know it's been pretty doom and gloom on Typically Tuesdays today. It often is. But I just had to air out how I was feeling. And things are complicated. Things are hard. And if you are like many people who I know who are quite worried about the implications of this U.S. federal election on what will happen to Canadians, I gotta tell you, buddy, I'm sorry, but you're a little bit late. It's already been happening in Canada. If you pay attention to what has been going on in many of the provinces, even in BC, I mean, just look at how, you know, the BC NDP has been leaning more and more to the right as of lately. You know, it's pretty concerning. If you're worried about it, you know what's you're never too late to do is to actually start organizing and getting involved in your community. Start by taking an interest in the grassroots organizations in your locale that are organizing and strategizing ways to create community solidarity and collectivity, centering those who are the most marginalized in your locale. Contribute your time, your energy, and if you have it, your monetary and material resources in forms of mutual aid. Volunteer for those organizations as well. Just learning from other people can help you make really big changes in your life. And one of the most important things you can do, of course, is to fight alongside those who are the most marginalized and fight for our liberation in solidarity with us. And I think that's what the last song on today's episode of Typically Tuesdays is kind of all about. Tune in to more great CJSF programming. Check out Speak Up every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. From 10 to 11. But yeah, here's the final track of today. This is Resolution Revolution by the Linda Lindas. In solidarity, I hope you enjoy, and I'll talk to you very soon.